Norm Hitzke show. Norm has been filling in all week for the musers who are on vacation, and Norm has been working hard, and that's a lot of segments for one man to fill, especially when your producer's a slacker, and Jared just kind of doesn't care, mm-hmm. and Ty's just whatever.
All we got's Mino, really.
Whatever.
Mino's the only guy we got who's putting his heart in this thing at this point. But, so we gave Norm the segment off, actually, because I said I'm going to go ahead and try to get the man himself, Mr. 840-Bit, on the phone.
We go ahead and dial it up?
Gordon Keith on vacation, and yeah, just try to dial him. We'll see if we can get Gordo on the phone real quick.
Right,
there we go.
It's always dicey.
Hello? Hello? Hi, gotcha. This is voicemail, buddy. Good morning. Good, good. Big, big, strong, strong. PPs. You really thought this was the real Gordon Keith? No, I've got a personal message for you. If you want to sign up for my weekly LA show, weekly newsletter, that's Lee Harvey Oswald update. And believe me, there's loads of stuff to update on Lee Harvey Oswald. You get to do it by leaving all your information after the beep. Beep.
Oh, hey, I guess this is a voicemail. Hey, Gordon, this is Mike
Soroy. Gotcha, Soroy. Gotcha, little loser again. It really is me. Who's this? What do you want?
Oh, this is you? Oh, this is Soroy. You said my name. This is Mike Soroy. I'm Norm's producer.
No. Mike Soroy doesn't work at the station. Is this the locked-out John Kitner who's trying to get a couple of bucks on the side impersonating Mike Soroy here on the ticket?
Yeah, I guess.
What do you want? I just can't keep up with all the stuff going on. So hey, check my website if you want to know what's going on. You go to thegordonkeith.com, via theticket.com, via theinternet.com. You can go there and get my quick column. I think that's still up there. You can see Channel 8 replays that were never played in the first place. There's my Christine Aguilera, soon-to-be-released interview with Robert Earl Keen that was never released. I've also got stuff with Mike Keen and Dallas Keen and lots of Keen stuff.
All right, yeah, no, I know how to get a hold of all your stuff. How's the holiday vacation going for you?
Oh, Bedford's wonderful. Bedford's wonderful. Gumdrops, Gumby, Gumbo, Rambo, Randolph, Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, Christmas, golly, golly, it's good, good. Every day's a holiday in beautiful Bedford.
All right. Well, July 4th is the holiday Independence Day. It is one of my favorites. What do you have on tap?
Oh, we had a good, good big, big bar, BBQQ party in Bedford, food, friends, fireworks. It was the annual Benedict Arnold celebrating American independence and his role that he played in American independence. We had everybody there at Benny's party. We refer to him as Benny, though a lot of his friends back there actually called him B.A. At the Benedict Arnold party, we had Tom Arnold, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Arnold Payne from Channel 8, Arnold Jackson, I don't know who he is. And speaking of Arnold, I cashed a ticket on a Ralph Arnold horse at Lone Star just about a week ago.
All right. That's exciting. I guess. Are you a big firework guy? Did you do some fireworks?
Fireworks. I love that Chinese sky candy lighting up the sky like something NASA put up there and hopes to stay up there. I love, remember the Patriot missiles raining down fantastic glowing color and smoke on Tehran. It was just unbelievable. I love fireworks.
All right. I don't know if those are all fireworks, but that's good stuff.
Hey, we had all sorts of stuff going on in Bedford. We put fireworks in a couple of anthills. Those ants are all over Bedford now. We shot off a couple of bottle rockets. They used to be on the tickets, and the bottle rockets used to be on the tickets. It scared a squirrel family all the way to Hearst. We strapped an M80 to a frog. That puppy landed in White Rock Lake. It was the best flight he ever took. Let me tell you something. It was just unbelievable here.
Sounds more like animal cruelty.
No, it's a frog. It's a frog, man. He's happy. He left one pond, the only pond in Bedford, about 3 feet wide, landing in White Rock Lake. He loved it.
All right. Well, is there a barbecue or something that you guys had? Was there a party? Who else was there?
The party. Celebs,
huh?
Upper crust, my type of people. The biggest and the best, the smartest, the best looking, high cheekbone, strong jaw, healthy hairline, facial symmetry. It was just unbelievable. They were all
facial symmetry. That's weird. Who was there specifically?
Well, besides Killer Kellison, big names, lots of stars. Hero pilot Sully Sullenberger, the macho man Randy Savage's cardiologist, Doug Llewellyn still waiting outside the courtroom. We had the guy behind John Wiley Price in the newspaper pictures that looked like Norm Hitzkus. Mike Huckabee, Rick Perry, Tim Pahlenke. Who is he? He doesn't have any name recognition for me. Who is he? Mitt Romney, Michelle Bachmann, the guy who repairs Todd Palin's snowmobile, the entire jury from the Casey Anthony case, they still couldn't figure what kind of food they needed. We had everything up.
Wow, that's a lot of... is that it?
There was a Katy Perry, Steve Perry, Rick Perry, one son of Harry Carey, Perry Como, Tony Romo, Hideo Nomo. They went on and on and on and on and on.
Wow, all right. Well, that sounds like a heck of a weekend you had. While we have you on the phone, it is the 840 bit. I was figuring we could do a couple of your popular characters that people would probably like to hear some of your character work. So is Mushmouth with you?
My voice is kind of bad. Mushmouth, his voice is kind of bad this morning. But I don't know what he does. I just don't know what Mushmouth does on this station. He shows up, he talks, and I can't understand it. You know, it's really hard. It's just driving the car and trying to understand Mushmouth, they tell me. But I can't do anything about the way I speak.
Well, Mushmouth, he sounded a little different on the phone, but no, it's still funny. All right, we all like the fake Tiger Woods. How about that? Was fake Tiger there?
Hi, guys.
Oh, hey, Tiger.
Where's Ja?
They're on vacation this
week,
Tiger. Where's
Junior?
Oh, they're all gone. They're all gone. Norm's
you know, I'm supposed to be in Sandwich this week playing in that Across the Pond Open.
Yeah, the British Open this week.
Yeah, a major. Instead, I'm here in Florida just eating sandwiches.
All right. Well, thanks, fake Tiger. Hey, I have one more request from you, Gordon, if you don't mind. It's a guy I work with all the time, and I know you do the character. We'd love to hear if there's a really good fake Norm that you do.
He's an interesting kid. In three of his last six at-bats, he's hit pop flies of between 110 and 130 feet to a circle 10 feet in diameter.
The ticket. That's the way.